Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color, the Black Bear Studio. Delicious, stellar, phenomenal, fabulous Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses only at, where else? ShopRite. I am absolutely shocked today.
About what?
Because I came in today, all right? I didn't feel great today. My stomach's giving me trouble. I have stomach problems all the time. Some days worse, some days better, you know, whatever. But I come in today, and I'm like, Tuesday. Nice game, decent football game last night, whatever you want to say. Knicks got beat up. That's good, too. You know, it's all good. And then I hear from Ernie. Ernie says to me, well, you got Avery Williamson on today. I think he said we had somebody else on. I forget who.
Brian Billick.
Oh, Billick. That's right, Coach Billick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, you know who else we got on today? So I'm like, who else we have on today? Like, I don't know. Heyman. You know? And he says, no, we have Brody on today. I said, Brody?
Who?
Is that John Brody? The old 49er quarterback? No. Brody Van Wagenen is coming on. Do they realize it's our show? Did somebody throw Brody about 10 grand to come on? I mean, what happened?
That's
here?
It? It's only 10 grand?
Well, I mean, he probably would do it for 10. Well, come on.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. We haven't had a Met GM on in a very long time.
Oh, my God. We haven't since, I can't remember.
Sandy Alderson.
Since Joan Payson on the team.
Early. Early Sandy Alderson. We had him on. It's been a long, long time.
Did we have Sandy on?
Yeah,
I remember
we did.
We interviewed him in Tampa that time.
We interviewed in Tampa.
He wasn't happy about it.
He tried to get me ejected from Yankee Stadium once. I'll never forget that.
In the elevator.
Yes.
After I
tried to help Sandy out because he didn't have his press credential credential in general.
Right.
But no, I'll be very excited to talk to Brody Van Wagenen. The Mets make another signing. Wilson Ramos is their catcher.
Rajay Davis.
They signed. Well, Rajay Davis is
a
part of
the minor league signing.
Yeah, I talked about that yesterday to you, man. Coming into this season, as of now, they only have three outfielders on their 40-man roster. Michael Conforto, forget Cespedes, because he's not going to be on the 40-man roster. He's going to be on the 60-day DL. Michael Conforto, Brandon Nimmo, and Juan Lagares. That's it. So even if you sign A.J. Pollock or an everyday center fielder, you still need another outfielder. I mean, you could try to convince yourself Dom Smith is an outfielder or Jeff McNeil has the ability to play the outfield.
Right.
But they need guys like Rajay Davis, guys to just throw against the wall, invite him to spring training. Rajay Davis is old. I think that's the biggest concern with him. He's been around for a while. I think he's 38 years old now. But he's got a good glove in center field. He's a right-hand hitter. He still has a little bit of speed, especially considering he's 38, so that's fine. But they need to add outfielders. And so bringing in Rajay Davis, even on a minor league deal, just makes a lot of sense.
No, it does. And when we have Brody on, we'll ask him, how much are you going to pay for Bryce? We'll ask him.
Of course.
You know we're asking that question.
Yeah, well, you know damn right we are, amongst other things.
That goes without saying.
Can I can I criticize the Yankees? Is that all right?
No, you're allowed. I mean,
Michael Brantley yesterday signed a two-year deal
with Houston, right?
At about $27 million.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Yankees, and maybe they will address it. You tell me every time I criticize the Yankees, hey, they'll do it.
I think so.
Well, here's the it I'm referring to. It's not Manny Machado, who would be a great addition. Manny's a tremendous baseball player. The New York Yankees have not addressed the fact that they strike out a lot. And we've gone through this a lot over the years, that when you look at the teams that have represented the American League and the World Series over the last decade, there is a parallel between the Royals of 14 and 15.
No question.
The Astros.
Yep. Yep. We've talked about it.
The Red Sox last year.
Yep.
That those teams don't strike out. In fact, in the last decade, only one American League team got to the World Series in the bottom half of the league in strikeouts. One time in a decade. I don't think that's a coincidence. And maybe it will be addressed. So far it hasn't, because so far offensively, really the only thing the Yankees have done is re-sign Brett Gardner. That's all they've done. Doesn't mean they're not going to sign Manny Machado. And Manny Machado's a guy who, while he strikes out, does not strike out at a crazy high rate, especially in this day and age. And when you have Giancarlo Stanton and you have Aaron Judge and you have Gary Sanchez, you're going to strike out, right? That's natural. They need it, and they still need, to add bat-on-ball baseball players. Michael Brantley is one of those guys. They can still add Daniel Murphy, who's a bat-on-ball baseball player, but that's what Michael Brantley is. He's a left-handed bat, which they need, and he puts the bat on the ball. And I wonder if this is indeed something Brian Cashman thinks is important, or if it's just something you and I think is important. Because I don't necessarily know that they're going to add guys who put the bat on the ball, but that was the number one complaint about a Yankee offense that was second in the American League in runs. They scored a lot of runs. No one's denying that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But they struck out a lot.
Yep.
And we heard it April through September from Yankee fans. They strike out too much. They strike out too much. They strike out too much. So far, still middle of December, they have not addressed that at all. And Michael Brantley was the perfect guy to address that with.
Well, maybe they will sign Daniel Murphy. Maybe they will.
No, we could keep saying maybe.
Well, I don't know.
But I can
mean,
just tell you right now, there's another one that just went off the board. Brantley was perfect, man.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know. But I agree. Look, we talked about it. They need more grinders on the Yankees, and they don't have them. And we've said all along, Murphy's a perfect guy.
And Brantley, both of them.
They are.
I would have added both of them, because here's what Brantley could have done, and he's going to do it for the Astros instead,
right,
which is just great if you're a Yankee fan. That's a team you're likely going to compete with, at least for an American League championship. Michael Brantley said, or at least his agent said, he's going to play first base. So you could have addressed a question which still exists, and that's first base.
Sure.
I mean, right now, the Yankee first base situation is Luke Voit, who could turn out to be great. I don't know.
And Greg Bird, who could turn out to be great. We don't know.
Right. They both could. But they're ifs.
You could say that. Yes.
And they both could be in the minor leagues by June 1st.
Could be.
Or somewhere else.
Or somewhere else. Right. I was going to say somewhere else. Right.
So first base remains a question, and Brantley would have addressed three important things for the Yankees. He would have addressed left-handed bat. He would have addressed putting the bat on the ball. And he would have addressed giving them another option at first base. I'm all for them meeting with Manny Machado tomorrow, and you may be right that they end up signing
him. Is he going to the White Sox first? Are you going to talk to the White Sox?
Yeah, I think this week he's meeting with the White Sox, the Yankees, and the Phillies, and who knows who else. Not the Mets. We know that. So he'll meet with the Yankees, and maybe the Yankees will sign him. I don't know. I mean, it's very possible. We've waited so long for this offseason where the Yankees are going to have all this money to spend. They got under the luxury tax threshold, and I've heard both sides on this. On Saturday, Joe, I took a lot of calls from Yankee fans. I said, I don't want Manny Machado. He's a bad guy. He's this, he's that. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of Yankee fans like Ernie who love him because he's a great talent. And there's no question he's a great talent.
Oh.
But one of the small things that could be addressed a lot cheaper and more efficiently is getting guys who put the bat on the ball. And I just, what I wonder about, Joe, is if Brian Cashman and the Yankees even agree with that thought that we have, that that matters.
I don't know
if they do.
Well, maybe they're still, the three absolutes, right? Is that it?
What
they call it? The three absolutes. Home runs, walks, and strikeouts, which is what baseball is now, supposed to be anyway.
I know, which is so obnoxious.
It's beyond.
I know.
Obnoxious. Stop.
I don't think it's a coincidence that these teams who don't strike out a lot have had great success.
We've talked about it over and over again. I mean, like you said, 9 of the last 10, right? Only one team that was in the bottom, one of the leaders in strikeouts that won a championship.
Once?
Yeah.
In fact, the 2009 Yankees, which is a long time ago now, right?
Almost 9 years now.
You know where they were in strikeouts as a team?
Where?
Second fewest.
Well, there you go.
This is not reinventing the wheel here.
No.
And so I just don't know if they think it's important. The Astros, to their credit, think it's important.
Well, they wanted those teams. What were they, first? least amount of strikeouts when they won the World Series 2 years ago?
I think they were
right?
first.
When they won?
Either they were first or they were second.
Yeah, right, rail. Yeah.
They were towards the top or bottom, however you want to look at it. And
yeah.
So they went out and signed a guy who's really... Now, look, are there concerns about Brantley? Yeah, he has a tough time staying healthy. I'd be the first one to tell you. There are concerns with a lot of guys in free agencies. You can find concerns about Manny Machado. Brantley's issue staying healthy. I think the good part about an American League team signing him is that you can take it easy with him. You can DH him on certain nights.
Right.
But the Astros have put a major priority in putting the bat on the ball. And I don't know, just based on actions, if the Yankees and Brian Cashman even look at that. And I think that's a mistake because while they're going to score runs, and they scored runs last year. They did. They were second in the American League in runs. I don't ignore that fact at all. I just think it's misguided if they don't think it's a big deal. It is a big deal. Getting guys who make contact in a day and age, Joe, in which everybody is striking out matters. And more than is Brantley or is it Murphy or who the guy is, I really wonder if they think it matters, if it's just me and you and others screaming into the wind.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'd have to talk to Brian Cashman about that. So I don't know. But maybe they will sign Murphy. I mean, Murphy hasn't signed yet. Like you said, I guess the only team with any interest so far has been the Brewers, right?
Yeah, there just doesn't seem to be...
Not a big market for him.
A hot market for him, but he's perfect, too.
Of course, because he could play first base.
Yeah.
Of course. Not to mention, like you said, a grinding left-hand hitter who's going to hit home runs at Yankee Stadium as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think Daniel Murphy was probably between Brantley and Murphy, if you want to compare them. I suggest to go get both of them, but pick a guy... I probably do lean towards Daniel Murphy.
Yeah, I would think so.
Familiarity with this town, which I think matters.
He knows he could play in New York.
He could play in New York. He's had these incredible postseason moments. And I think his swing without losing bat on ball will actually translate to more home runs. I think he will actually hit more home runs at Yankee Stadium than Michael Brantley would, plus the ability to play second base. Brantley gives you the ability to play left field and right field. Murphy can give you second base, first base, even third base. Who knows? I mean, Ken Rosenthal reported the other day, and I think this is stupid, too, that according to an unnamed executives around baseball, they believe the Yankees was the word hell-bent? Is that too strong?
Hell-bent on what?
Trading Miguel Andujar.
Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't trade Miguel Andujar.
Why are they hell-bent on trading this guy? For what? For what are they getting for him?
You're
going to get something big for this guy, don't you?
You're going to get a lot, but the thing that infuriates me is, okay, the big rip on Andujar is he doesn't play great defense. Okay, fine.
I don't get it.
This guy's working his butt. He's working off now to work on his defense. Don't you think a guy like that with that attitude is going to end up being a competent defensive third baseman?
I don't know how you're looking to sell it. I'm looking to trade Andujar. I just don't know. I don't know. Why would you be? Young guy, had an unbelievable year, puts the bat on the ball. I mean, come on. Should have been rookie of the year. In my mind, was the rookie of the year. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I agree with you. And I guess I'll say the same thing I said about the Mets with Noah Syndergaard. Let's not get crazy until it happens, I guess, because just because you shop a guy doesn't mean you're actually going to trade him. But I would not trade that guy.
I don't get it. I'm with you.
Here's the exact quote. A number of rival executives are convinced. So hell-bent, not fair. A number of rival executives.
These are also rival executives.
That's true. They're convinced the Yankees want to trade Miguel Andujar. They want to trade him. And a part of it is that his defensive metrics are terrible.
Oh, come on.
Let the kid grow.
I mean, come on.
Let the kid grow. He's been in the majors for 30 minutes.
Defensive metrics are terrible.
Look, I don't need defensive metrics.
Did the metrics play third base?
Apparently better than Miguel.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look, we get it. Andujar was not great defensively at third base. They didn't even play him in game four.
No, he's not Brooks Robinson. He's not Scott Rowland.
But call me crazy. I'm willing to give a kid a chance to get better defensively, as opposed to just saying, he stinks. Let's get rid of him.
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't.
There's a few things that don't make sense.
Well, there's a lot of things, not all sports-wise.
No, there's a lot of things, yeah. Well, then the list grows even more.
Right, of course.
As Joe mentioned, Brody Van Wagenen will join us.
It's not a typo.
Not a typo.
At least not yet. He's still not on, so we don't never know.
That is true. It'll probably be sometime between 11:30 and noonish for Brody. We'll talk to Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning head coach, now football analyst, and Avery Williamson.
Avery, that's right. Avery wasn't with us. Of course, the one game they win, Avery's not on.
Hey, poor luck for him.
It really is.
It really is.
He did have penalties in both games, though.
Yeah, believe me. That's the first thing I'm going to mention.
One was a defense hold on a third down, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it?
I think it was. Yeah. And he got another one this week.
Yeah.
Join the club.
Yeah, well,
hello.
It's everybody. Everybody has a penalty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.